Welcome to the preview of It'll Go to Penalties, the World Cup podcast. Here you'll hear the hosts of Playback's award-winning podcasts review what's going on in South Africa three times a week for the duration of the competition. We try to imagine what the hosts would talk about ahead of the tournament, but so far could only get them to discuss their favourite goal celebrations.
I give you Roger Miller running over and dancing in the World Cup at a flag for Cameroon.
I mean, I think if you score a goal, I basically think you can do whatever you want. Mm. It actually sort of annoys me when you see a player who, it's normally a player who very rarely scores, and they just want to run off and do a celebration. No one's letting them. They're grabbing them and they're like, let me go, and they're just sort of dragging them down. Please, no.
I've been choreographing this for 18 years.
Do you remember when we had a European Championships here? And the kids had got a whole tough time for the dentist chair. Yeah, and then Gascoigne scored. Yeah. Wasn't that awesome? And they all squirted the water.
Sheringham, I think, was the dentist.
The ringleader.
Yes, he was in Gaza.
Lee Sharp doing his Elvis with a corner flag. That was genuinely witty, wasn't it?
That was
very nice.
The Sharpie shuffle we did.
Do you remember that celebration that Mick Harford walked through? It was for playing for Wimbledon. Some team had scored, you know, Mick Harford, sort of Wimbledon hard man, they'd scored and the team had choreographed this. They were sort of being ducks on the ground or something, and Harford just trampled all over them on his way back to the halfway line. I like the incredibly ornate ones. They've just gone for ages. They're rocking the baby, they're feeding the baby, they're going down the shops, they're getting the papers. When's this going to end? It's a triple somersault fight. I mean, some of these guys just go wild, don't they?
I know this one shouldn't really apply, but I'm going to put it in anyway. You may well remember Psycho when he scored the penalty. Have you ever seen...
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
Have you ever seen a look on somebody's face like that?
Yeah,
everything.
Justification, righteous. Yeah,
I've never seen fantastic. A man so sinewy.
Thinking about some of the great goal celebrations that you've seen, either on TV or live, you know, especially down White Hart Lane, wherever. What are some of the great goal celebrations that you remember?
Spurs, you've got to go for Ralph Coates's in the 1973 League Cup final.
Just because the hair.
Because the hair was sailing in the wind.
Yeah.
And also what Chivers said in the book, which was basically we let him run there because all of us were too knackered to run after him. I loved Marco Tardelli in the World Cup final.
One of my favourites.
The third goal.
The raw emotion on his face.
On my birthday, 1982, really? The third goal that went in. I loved, there's two of Maradona's. One is the when he goes past six England players and slips the ball in. And of course the other one is when he comes right up to the camera.
Yeah, clearly, wired on something.
Clearly having...
wired on adrenaline.
Clearly tired and emotional, I would say. What about yourself?
Well, I mean, obviously the things like, obviously the famous Klinsmann one, diving after everyone was having a go in the World Cup for diving. Yeah. He scored his first goal for Spurs diving. Yeah. Obviously, for England point of view, the great Gascoigne one with the old dentist chair with the water in the mouth. That was a fantastic one. And I just remember stuff for the sevens, just like Alan Clark, Leeds United, just the one finger, Mick Channon doing the windmills with one arm.
Chivers used to do the,
sort of punching arm.
Yeah, punching thing.
But, you know, players now, they're almost like choreographed. There was obviously the famous one with the whole guy when he sat everyone down and mimicked
Jimmy Bullard.
Jimmy mimicked
tell you a good one. Tony Adams jumped on Steve Bold when Arsenal was celebrating and broke his collarbone.
That's right. That was hilarious.
A very fine celebration. More of that, please, Arsenal.
Exactly.
Any goal that England score needs to be celebrated in the World Cup, just because it's unlikely to happen very often.
You know what was quite similar to Tardelli's one? Was actually Sol Campbell's celebration against Argentina for the goals
that
would have made it 3-2.
Do we ever know what was wrong with that goal? No, it was never transpired as to why they disallowed that.
Yeah. Pushing the keeper. Yeah.
Oh, pushing on keepers, eh? Apparently that's against the rules now.
It was sensitive soul, because he then went off to... the world was going to end in 2 years' time, he said. You know, it was Carlos Roa.
Well, he did his hand for Notts County, didn't he?
He said the world was going to end, and so he went to live in a mountain retreat in Argentina. He had egg on his face. And, within 3 years. Looked a bit foolish.
I would put forward Roger Miller. When Roger Miller, when he was sort of indeterminate age, Miller or whatever you want to call him,
Miller.
Roger Miller. I'm calling Miller. All right,
Miller.
And Roger Miller, when he was about, when that World Cup, when he was about 70. When I don't think they have a different calendar wherever he comes from. When he did that wiggle around the corner flag, that was good
against Colombia.
Was it against Colombia? Were you that one?
Yeah.
And then of course was the Maradona when he screamed at the camera.
And Bob Wilson said it on the TV after that, when he said, if he'd have run up to me, he'd have got the hand of Bob. I'd like to see Bob Wilson taking on Diego.
Join our Facebook group at worldcuppodcast.com and get in early.